Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Libya appeals to the UN Security Council for help in fighting Islamist militants. Libya's foreign minister Wednesday urged the UN Security Council to lift its arms embargo on the North African country so its government can fight militants of the Islamic State group. Foreign Minister Mohamed El-Dari spoke to an emergency session of the 15-member council after release of a graphic video last Sunday showing the mass beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Mr. Dari said Libya is asking for an international military intervention, but he said the global community has a legal and moral responsibility to lend urgent support, warning the region, including Europe and the Mediterranean, are in danger. President Obama Wednesday urged civic and religious leaders around the world to unite in the fight against the false promises of extremism and reject the notion that terrorist groups represent Islam. Speaking at a Washington conference on countering radicalism, Mr. Obama said it is not a war with Islam, but against the people who have perverted it.
ISIL is terrorizing the people of Syria and Iraq, beheads and burns human beings in unfathomable acts of cruelty. We've seen deadly attacks in Ottawa and Sydney and Paris and now Copenhagen. And so in the face of this challenge, we have marshaled the full force of the United States government, and we're working with allies and partners to dismantle terrorist organizations and protect the American people.
The president told delegates that the fight against extremism could not be won with military might alone. The three-day conference, which ends Thursday, comes as the United States and its allies are struggling with a rapid rise of the extremist group Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. The White House says it is crystal clear that Russia and the separatists in eastern Ukraine are not living up to the ceasefire agreement negotiated last week in Belarus, and warned this puts them at risk of greater costs. The comments came after separatists took over Debaltseve, a strategic rail hub that links the separatist strongholds of Luhansk and Donetsk, and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered several thousand of his troops to pull out of the town. The rebels reportedly captured hundreds of government troops and surrounded those it did not take prisoner, cutting off their food and water supplies. The head of Nigerian militant group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, is threatening to disrupt the country's elections, already postponed until next month because of violence. The warning appeared in a new video posted online. Boko Haram has repeatedly warned Nigerians not to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections, now set for March 28th, following their postponement last week. Reports from southeastern Niger say at least 20 people were killed after an unidentified plane dropped a bomb on a village near the Nigerian border. Nigeria denies responsibility for the bombing, which took place in an area where Boko Haram is active. The military spokesman for South Sudan's armed opposition defected from the group due to concerns about the movement's leadership. VOA's Gabe Joslow has more.
Brigadier General Lul Ruai Koang announced a split with South Sudan's rebel opposition, which has been battling government forces since December 2013. Announcing the formation of a new group called the South Sudan Resistance Movement and Army, Koang cited differences with opposition leader, former Vice President Riek Machar.
The declaration we are making today is that we do not longer want to be fighting for an organization that wants to keep on fighting simply because one man at the top wants to rule this country by force.
Koang previously served as a spokesman for the opposition and a representative during peace talks in Addis Ababa. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he is optimistic Greece will receive an extension of up to 6 months of the current bailout package for the country and avoid possible bankruptcy. Athens plans to make a formal request Thursday. Greece has until the end of the month to pay back its European lenders or negotiate a new deal. Failure can mean default and exit from the eurozone. Geneva prosecutors have raided the Swiss office of the British banking giant HSBC and announced a criminal investigation into accusations it was laundering money. Earlier this month, a large network of investigative journalists found it helped global clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.